This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that at one time America's greatest pride and greatest advantage around the world was our school system. No, it's true. Honestly, it wasn't so long ago. 50, 60 years ago, American public schools were considered a model for the whole world. They're not anymore. What happened? Part of what happened is the collapse of standards. Part of what happened is losing the idea of the purpose of education. There's an example of both of those things that it seems to me is available from San Diego, which once upon a time was famous and at least celebrated locally in San Diego, where I grew up between first grade and junior year in high school. I went to San Diego Public Schools. And they were reputed to be good, and my experience was wonderful. I mean, I honestly had some of the best teachers imaginable. The schools were beautiful and beautifully run. Well, not so much anymore. We'll bring you an update coming up on the Medved Show. But there is a great deal of discussion about the debate tomorrow night, and clearly, President Trump is going to try a different approach. He's signaled that he has not done formal debate preparation, but he must have been speaking with the people close to his campaign, the campaign manager Bill Stepien and Jared Kushner, who's actually apparently running the campaign, and not Kellyanne Conway anymore because she's not in the White House. She's, I believe, recovered now from the COVID-19. Bill Stepien, the campaign manager, has recovered from the COVID-19. But one of the things that, honestly, President Trump should remember is winning on issues. Because personality battles are not going to work in his favor. Especially when you look at the level of disgust, which was fairly high about that last debate. And then he didn't debate in the interim. So it's the economy, stupid, but the economy is always a relevant issue. It's the issues, stupid. Stay on the issues. Jason Riley writes in the Wall Street Journal, the last thing Mr. Biden wants is a debate on the issues. He knows the progressive agenda, from a ban on fracking to elimination of private health insurance to packing the Supreme Court, is unpopular with most voters. Unfortunately for Republicans, Mr. Trump has spent much of the race obliging his opponent by running on character instead of substantive policy. Policy differences of that make a real impact on people's lives. No matter how well Mr. Trump performs on Thursday night, it may be too little too late, or it may not. It could turn this thing around. And the one policy issue on which he has to be most clear and most focused and less personal and less cult of personality is on the coronavirus. Because I am virtually certain, and I shouldn't say virtually certain, I think it's extremely likely that with all of the bad news on the virus from around the world, it's not just the United States, that the first question will be the first question on the minds of a lot of American voters, which will be on handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. And given the difficulties we have, and the fact that we may be in the midst of that long-dreaded second wave, What should President Trump say that's different from his normal responses? We did such a great job. Look at all the ventilators we built. We have so many ventilators. We're helping the whole world. We work together so wonderfully. Okay, that isn't going to work. I mean, not in the same week when he spent a lot of his time and energy and bandwidth attacking Anthony Fauci. And by the way, if Anthony Fauci is such a terrible guy, question will be, this could be a question that President Trump receives. It's a tough question, but it should be fair. He's called Fauci a disaster. He's called him an idiot. President Trump, if Fauci is so bad, why don't you fire him and get somebody better? What are you going to do? He will continue as President of the United States, no matter what, from the date of the debate tomorrow night, all the way through the rest of October, all of November, all of December, and most of January. It's a long time to be president. And we clearly need more effective national leadership on coronavirus. Here's a little bit of a report. It's the daily update on the coronavirus, which they go into some detail in New York Times. And they write, as the coronavirus pandemic ground on with no sign of relenting, President Trump continued his attack on Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, saying that he's been wrong throughout the health crisis. On Tuesday, that's yesterday, the president said during an interview on Fox News that Dr. Fauci is a little bit, sometimes not a team player, and that he is a Democrat, which, of course, Fauci denies. He stayed out of politics. He has served six different presidents, Democrats and Republicans. And beyond the Fauci problem, Trump has this tendency to say Biden wants to lock it down. He wants to listen to Dr. Fauci, the president said, referring to coronavirus-related restrictions and their effects on the economy. Dr. Fauci, addressing a group of pathologists, said, quote, no one wanted to shut the country again. Mr. President, Trump's rallies contravene recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, bringing together large numbers of supporters who often shun mask wearing. The point is, this is going to be an issue. And the American people, I think, need to know at a time when the numbers are going up so dramatically, and where, yes, they're going up around the world, but I was looking at two numbers last night, and by coincidence, they're the same number. Both Germany, which is a population of over 80 million people, close to 90 million, Germany has had 10,000 deaths, just under. Canada, with its population of more than 30 million people, has had 10,000 deaths. We're at 220. So, in other words, if you extrapolated it to the same, it would be the equivalent. Germany has the equivalent for America of 40,000 deaths, not 220,000. I do not understand, and I've tried to. And it's a question that the president is going to have to confront. Why is it that the United States of America, with the world's most powerful economy, and for years and years, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was world-renowned, and people followed its example. It's one of the leading public health agencies ever created. Why is it that at this stage in the pandemic, we are following some of the European nations right into another crisis? And some of the numbers from the Midwest and some of those key Midwestern battleground states are horrific. If you were the president, what would you say if confronted with these questions? And I think you will be tomorrow night. 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Victor Davis Hanson, who wrote a book called The Case for Trump, suggests that President Trump should tonight talk about his real achievements. And one of his real achievements was democratic, which is, I mean, was diplomatic and not democratic at all, not with a large D in any event. It was diplomatic in bringing peace just a little bit closer in the Middle East, getting both the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain and Kosovo, which is a majority Muslim country, to move toward full recognition and relations with Israel. And this sort of hit me at home earlier today, because before the show today, I have first cousins who live in Israel, in addition to my brother and his family. And the oldest of my first cousins was celebrating a significant birthday, and there was this tremendous Zoom meeting, and I got to see my brother Jonathan, and he was in the United Arab Emirates, which used to be very tough for Jewish people to visit. And this is a real achievement that President Trump can, you'll pardon the expression, trumpet. And for people who want to find out more about some of the phenomenal opportunities that have been made possible by the new cooperation with some of those Gulf Arab states and the new economic cooperation, check out the information, which is totally free, from Our Crowd. Our Crowd gives you a chance to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early in curated deals alongside top venture capitalists and angels from around the globe. And your Our Crowd account is free, and the information is free. Just sign up at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for my brother's company, Our Crowd. Okay, speaking of our company and Our Crowd, let's go to the neighborhood here. And Tacoma and Dennis, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on.
Yeah, I was wanting to speak to you. You'd raised kind of a question earlier about the, I guess, the high incidence of infection and death rate in the United States versus other countries around the world. And I just kind of, I haven't heard anybody bring this idea up, but I think it has a lot to do with what we in this country hold and covet the most, and that's our freedom. We have freedom to go where we need to and want to. Like I said, I live here in Tacoma, Washington. If I wanted to jump in my car right now and drive across country and go to Florida, who's to stop me? And then there again, I have a member of my household who has made several trips to the state of California, three trips in the last 6 weeks. She's down there right now. And what I'm saying is, so that can contribute to a high incidence of the spread of infection, plus the fact that, you know, we still have flights coming in and out of the country. People can come across the borders. So we have a lot of freedom, not only to travel throughout the country, freedom to peacefully assemble and protest. You know, all the protests, the BLM protesting, people had the freedom to do that. I think that contributed. You know, there's the freedom to move about and do what we want in this country is what's probably infecting us the most compared to a lot of these other countries who have a little bit more so-called draconian type of initiatives put on people. I was talking to a lady who lives across the street from me. She's from Honduras, and she says in her country, Honduras, right now, you can't go nowhere or do nothing, because the government has that much control over the people. So there again, I don't know why that hasn't been brought up more as to why we are having such troubles battling the pandemic. I don't know. What are your thoughts in that area?
Well, my thoughts are this. First of all, Honduras also has one of the highest crime rates in the whole world. I mean, many, many times what we have in the United States. So I'm actually pleased to hear that the Honduran government has control keeping people indoors, because it means that probably the murder rate is going down, at least temporarily. I mean, Honduras is a failed state. You don't want to compare the United States to Honduras. The problem with what you're saying is that the idea that the countries with a tougher, more immediate lockdown are the ones that have done the best is simply not true. South Korea never had a gigantic lockdown. They never really damaged their economy. South Korea is still humming along. And what they did is they established massive testing and contact tracing immediately. And here, Dennis, I think you might be right. Contact tracing is difficult because people don't want to tell somebody from the government, okay, who have you been in contact with? Who were you with last night? Who have you seen recently? People don't want to do that, but we're going to have to. And it's one of those things where it's not just going to go away. And this is why my hope, for the sake of the country, and for the sake of this being a meaningful campaign, President Trump has to be prepared to talk about how we're going to get out of this thing. And they're saying now, Jeremy just put a headline, says South Korea reenters lockdown after spike in coronavirus infections. From what I understand, and I'm basing part of what I know about this from a really remarkable documentary about the coronavirus, which is being released on Friday, and we're going to be reviewing it later. It's called Totally Under Control, and it puts forward South Korea as a country with, I believe, there are less than 1,000 deaths all told so far. And a part of what you're saying does apply to South Korea and some of the differences there, because people talk about Asian culture is much more willing to accept authority. It's why Japan has done well, Taiwan has done well, but also they moved very quickly in the direction of the contact tracing and the testing. And it was a major screw-up on so many levels at the CDC and with corporations and with the federal government, state governments. We didn't send out tests fast enough. It used to be where there was a crucial month where it was very hard to get tests, and everybody was waiting on them. And that kind of thing, I think, has been largely overcome. And some of the progress, maybe President Trump can and will talk about. But I do think that the American people are looking for a way forward, and there should be a way forward that brings together governors and senators and healthcare experts and the White House in maybe a newly constituted coronavirus task force. And sure, have Vice President Pence continue with it, but with counterparts from the other party. So it's not a political football, because as a political football, we also suffer when we're constantly arguing about what you can and can't do. But Dennis, I do agree with your basic point. Americans, well, it's like herding cats. Americans are not natural followers or submitters. And that's part of the glory of this country and what makes it such a joy to be here. We'll get to this problem with San Diego school system and their so-called reforms coming up right here on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Stocks finished slightly lower on Wednesday as uncertainty over a stimulus package continued. The Dow Jones finished the day down 97 points, erasing a more than 100-point gain from earlier in the day. The S&P 500 dipped 8 points and the Nasdaq fell 31. A week after having their article on Hunter Biden blocked by Twitter, the New York Post's account is still locked. something FCC Chief of Staff Matthew Berry calls outrageous. He tells Fox News that the company is showing a clear bias.
It's just an outrageous situation when Twitter allows the Supreme Leader of Iran to tweet about armed resistance to the State of Israel, about wiping the State of Israel off the map, essentially committing genocide, yet the New York Post, an American newspaper founded in 1801 by Alexander Hamilton, has been locked out of Twitter for 7 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want me to discuss with you? You have to calm down first.
This,
are you calm?
Is the Michael Medved Show.
I'm relatively calm, but I'm disturbed. but still calm. Thank you very much. What's disturbing me is this move in San Diego, which at least, according to sources in New York, is soon to be imitated in New York and maybe in school systems around the country. So it's something when we ever get our kids fully back to school, which will happen sooner or later at some point, probably happen sometime in 2021. But the story in the New York Post says, in a possible preview of New York City Department of Education policy, San Diego schools will no longer consider late work, attendance, or behavior when determining final grades. The San Diego Unified School District voted unanimously for the changes, the school board did, arguing that the now ousted standards of judgment, the metrics, exacerbate racial inequity. In other words, what they are claiming is that counting it against people when they behave badly in class or when they don't show up for class or when they turn in their work late, that counting these things at all is somehow unequal. It promotes inequity. It promotes discrimination. It promotes racial injustice. Really? Some New York City schools have already taken similar steps in adjusting how students in the nation's largest school district are evaluated. And this is about New York now. At Stuyvesant High School, considered one of the country's best, kids can no longer have exam scores lowered if they miss them and take them late. And Stuyvesant High School is one of those high schools where you have to take admissions tests to get in. It's based upon your grades in middle school. It's considered to be an elite high school, like Central High School in Philadelphia or Lowell High School in San Francisco. At MS 158 in Queens, administrators told teachers last year not to penalize students for tardy work. San Diego formalized the overhaul last week, asserting that the use of non-academic factors, that's in quote, contributed to racial inequality that has produced lower grades for black and Hispanic students. Okay, in other words, is it racist somehow, which is what the San Diego School Board seems to be saying, to count it against a student in his or her grade if he acts up in class or if he shows up to class late or if he misses a lot of class? Really? That should not count against you. The policy will also encourage teachers to offer counseling to students caught cheating and provide opportunities for them to reflect on their actions. How noble. In addition, instructional support officer Nicole DeWitt told the Union Tribune in San Diego that the district is considering a credit, no credit format for kids who are experiencing hardships. Instead of directly impacting scores, measures like attendance, behavior, and late work will now count toward a separate mark called citizenship. And it seems to me this is a terrible idea. And it's an idea attempting to deal with a core problem, which is a deep problem. It's not a simple problem. It's a deep problem. If you have a big school district, of course it's a problem. If there are groups based on ethnicity that do better and groups based on ethnicity that do worse. But do you deal with that by changing the standards because the standards must be wrong? Instead of docking test scores for exams taken late, teachers will only be able to lower a separate homework preparation grade. Superintendent Richard Barrera told NBC that the San Diego revamp will address long-standing racism in his school system. If we're actually going to be an anti-racist school district, we have to confront practices like this that have gone on for years and years, he said. The City Department of Education suspended letter grades last year due to the coronavirus, also citing technology deficits for lower-income kids after the switch to online learning. Grades and competitive admissions policies have become flashpoints in many districts in recent years, with the debate intensifying in the wake of the coronavirus crisis. And San Francisco Unified School District, the same idiot school district that is planning to rename 44 schools, despite the mayor of San Francisco, the very liberal Landon Breed, screaming bloody murder about that. The San Francisco Unified School District last week broached the possibility of admitting kids to its most academically competitive high school. That would be Lowell High School. They want to change the name because it's named after James Russell Lowell, who, by the way, was profoundly anti-slavery. But in any event, they want to have admission to the city's elite high school based upon a random lottery rather than report cards. In other words, the underlying idea appears to be that the only way you deal with disparate performance in school is by removing standards for performance. If there are any parents here who are listening, who think this is a good idea, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. What is a good idea and should encourage people is there's actually a piece that appeared in the New York Times strategies business section about the long-term prospects for the stock market. And this is the good news that people need to know when you're thinking about investing. Since 1929 through 2019, the S&P 500 and its predecessor indexes generated annualized returns of 10.3%. Think about that. That means if you invest $10,000, you're making $1,030. No, strike that. You're making $1,300. That's pretty good. No, I was right the first time. It's 1,030. In any event, that's according to data supplied by Dimensional Fund Advisors, an asset management fee. And one of the things they point out here is that generally it is a good time to look into markets after an election has been settled. Because what investors don't like, what markets don't like, is uncertainty. And when an election is settled and you know the path you're going on, the arguments about what the impact of the market will be, ignore the fact that the market goes up pretty steadily regardless of who is in power. They ask a question, was Barack Obama really responsible for the fabulous 16% annualized market returns during his 8 years in office? Was Donald Trump responsible for the 14.5% annualized returns for his presidency through January, according to Bloomberg data? They're not counting the coronavirus. Or for the 23% downturn in February and March, was Trump somehow responsible for that? What they talk about here is markets go up. And if you're patient enough, you can actually benefit. It's a fascinating piece. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show tomorrow Thursday, we of course will be covering all the latest in the run up to the big debate, and as well as a new argument that is crystallized in a New Yorker piece that suggests that the American flag has ceased to be a unifying symbol and has become a partisan political tool. Really? We will get to that. There is so much that people put forward in a political year that isn't necessarily true. One of the big points for Democrats and for propagandists on the left is that President Trump is hated all around the world. That since Trump has been president, it is incomparably and irreparably damaged America's prestige and popularity, and everywhere you go, people loathe Trump. Well, there's a rather touching and strange story from India where apparently President Trump is wildly popular. In fact, that's one of the reasons there's fierce competition going on between Trump and Biden for the Indian American vote, which is very substantial. It's one of the reasons, at least according to some analysts, that Biden chose Kamala Harris, because her mother was born in India. And she is proud of her Indian heritage, just as she is of her Jamaican heritage, and says she's and proud to be an American and a United States senator, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Leaving Kamala Harris out of this. In India, where throngs admire President Trump, one rural farmer worshipped him like a god, praying to a life-size statue of President Trump in his backyard every morning. And the statue, he's wearing a blue suit, he's wearing a red tie, of course. It does look life-size, about 6'2", President Trump's height. And the Indian farmer, whose name is Busa Krishna, is shown in a photograph decorating his statue of what he calls his god with flowers and offering it a caste mark on its forehead. That's the statue's forehead. He became a national celebrity, apparently, for his very strong support for Mr. Trump. The New York Times, yes, the New York Times, in a piece by Shalini Yenugopal Bhagat, Dateline New Delhi, it turns out that Mr. Krishna, his devotion made him into a minor celebrity of the country, and he was the subject of national headlines. One of his cousins, Vivek Bukka, said that Mr. Krishna had drawn neighbors to participate with him in his Trump worship. Many of the country's urban intellectuals dislike the American president, of course, and he is regularly mocked on Indian social media platforms. But Mr. Trump has broad support among Indians. I guess that would be Indian deplorables. A February study by the Pew Research Center found that 56% of people surveyed in India had said that Mr. Trump would do the right thing when it comes to world affairs. That's one of the highest ratings he has from any country. Mr. Krishna, a widowed farmer in his 30s, who lived in the village of Kone in the southern state of Telangana, had been a Trump devotee for about 4 years. He became a fan when the president appeared to him in a dream and predicted that India's national cricket squad would beat its arch rival Pakistan in a match the next day. India won, just as President Trump had prophesied, and from that day, Mr. Krishna started worshiping Donald Trump. The farmer deeply admired the president as a leader, said Mr. Vivek, his cousin, 25, who lives near the southern city of Hyderabad. Neighbors did not know much about American politics and had no opinion of President Trump, but they added that Mr. Krishna was such a huge fan, they embraced his cause as a courtesy, even if it struck them as a little odd. As Mr. Krishna's devotion to Mr. Trump intensified, he began fasting every Friday, and he commissioned the construction of a shrine in his backyard with the big life-size statue. He worshipped it with Hindu rituals for an hour or two every morning, as one might when praying to Krishna, Shiva, Ganesha, or other gods in the Hindu pantheon. One video of Mr. Krishna that is circulated widely online shows him performing a prayer ritual or pula before an altar that holds a picture of Mr. Trump. In another, he wears a t-shirt that reads Trump in white block letters as he pours water over the head of the same statue, which is wearing a red and tie and a garland of fresh flowers. Okay, he was very upset, Mr. Krishna, when Trump announced he had tested positive for the coronavirus. He was devastated, in fact. He posted a tearful video on Facebook in which he said, I feel very sad that my God, Trump, has contracted the coronavirus. I ask everyone to pray for his speedy recovery. He stopped eating to show solidarity with his idols suffering from COVID-19, his family said. He then fell into a deep depression, and about a week ago, he died of cardiac arrest. One of his cousins said he had been physically fit and had no health problems or history of health disease. There is no evidence linking Mr. Krishna's death to his fasting. This goes to the point that it is fascinating that American political figures resonate around the world. There's also mention of statues, heroic statues, of Melania in her homeland of Slovenia. Meanwhile, speaking of a homeland of Slovenia, there is a strange movie out there that is about two dueling twin sisters in the bitter, sometimes difficult, highly competitive world of classical music. It's called Nocturne, and here's a quick review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An aspiring teenage pianist played by Sydney Sweeney is regularly overshadowed by her more gifted twin sister and deeply and dangerously resents that fact in the psychological horror film Nocturne, now streaming on Amazon Prime.
What makes Vivian the star and you whatever you are?
All I need is a chance to prove myself.
The performances, including Madison Eisman as the main character's self-confident twin, are impressively intense, but the plot is ridiculous, lurid, and disturbing without being particularly scary. There are echoes of other films, like Natalie Portman's Black Swan and Hillary and Jackie from 20 years ago, a much better picture about competitive sisters in the world of classical music. Officially unrated, but would certainly be an R for pointlessly graphic sex scenes and some bloody shocks. 2 stars for the ambitious but unfocused and unsatisfying Nocturne.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Well, at least the music is not bad in Nocturne. You get to hear some Tartini, Mozart, and Sasson, but there are probably much better ways to hear it. Speaking of hearing what is going on, the Democrats just announced they're going to boycott the committee vote on Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Democrats on the committee in a joint statement said the push to confirm Barrett was a sham process and accused Republicans of breaking the promises and rules established by refusing to give Merrick Garland, then President Obama's final Supreme Court nominee, a hearing or a vote. Here is why this is such a political stupidity. I mean, first of all, what are you trying to accomplish? And what you're sending people a message about is that when Joe Biden is trying to sell himself as somebody who can unify America, you're undermining that message. How stupid. Particularly at a time when you're taking a slight against a nominee who had a spectacularly effective performance at the hearings and deserves elevation to the highest court in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, it's Greg.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.